is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 10th of July, 2015. It's the birthday of Alice Munro, born in Wingham, Ontario, 1931. Went off to the University of Western Ontario, studied journalism, came back home, married, had four children, stayed home to take care of them, and began to write. She said, "I went through a year, I couldn't finish a sentence. It was a time of terrible depression." And then in 1959, her mother died, and Munro suddenly found that she was able to explore her own life in her fiction in ways she'd never been able to do before. And 9 years later, she published her first book of stories, Dance of the Happy Shades, writing about ordinary people, small-town Ontario, where, she said, people's lives, as elsewhere, were dull, simple, amazing, unfathomable, deep caves paved with kitchen linoleum. It's the birthday of Marcel Proust, born in Auteuil, France, 1871. His parents died within a few years of each other, leaving Proust enough money to live without having to work. And so he began his seven-volume work, Remembrance of Things Past, sometimes translated as In Search of Lost Time. The most famous scene occurs early on when the narrator dips a bit of a Madeleine in some tea and experiences a profound sense memory of his childhood, which had actually happened to Proust, although in his case it was not a Madeleine, it was a rusk, a dry biscuit. It's the birthday of Edmund Clara Hugh Bentley, born in London, 1875, author of mystery novels, but famous to us as the inventor of a new form of verse named for him, the Clarahue, made up of two rhyming couplets, the first rhyme, the name of a famous person, for example, George III ought never to have occurred. One can only wonder at so grotesque a blunder. And it's the birthday of John Calvin, born in Picardy, France, 1509, who experienced a religious epiphany sometime in his early 20s and embraced Protestantism at a time when Protestants were being burned as heretics in France, and who left for Switzerland, where he founded what we now know as Calvinism, the five principles that include the belief that all people are born sinful and that God has already chosen those who will be saved. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran entitled The Sound of a Train. Even now I hear one, and I long to leave without a suitcase or a plan. I want to step onto the platform and reach for the porter's hand and buy a ticket to some other life. I want to sit in the big seats and watch fields turn into rivers or cities. I want to eat cake on the dining car's unsteady tablecloths, to sleep while whole seasons slip by. I want to be a passenger again, a person who hears the name of a place and stands up, a person who steps into the steam of arrival. A poem by Faith Sheeran, The Sound of a Train, from Telling the Bees, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.